Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, senior editor at the Action Network, and you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Chris Raybon. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, it's going to be tough to follow up Devontae Adams, but I'm glad I'm going before him.
Yeah, you don't want to follow that dude. He's a good interview. Chris, I think I saw the line for Packers and Lions this Sunday at 5.5, and obviously the Packers the favorite in that one. How do you like that line?
The line has actually moved up to 6.5.
Oh, wow.
Now we're seeing, 79% of the bets and 87% of the money on the Green Bay Packers. So that's pretty one-sided. I would tend to agree. I think, you know, the Packers were a team that you didn't know quite how they would come out after the, you know, somewhat tumultuous offseason, really kind of a lack of doing much to help the offense. But they looked really good in week one. And this is a spot where Aaron Rodgers tends to really play well. You know, at Lambeau Field, he's over 60% against the spread in his career. And Matthew Stafford and the Lions also tend to struggle in these spots. He's just 39% against winning teams in his career against the spread. So I think the Lions still have some things to figure out. They're really banged up in the secondary.
Yeah, how much do you think that banged up secondary has to do with that, first of all, the 5.5 and then it moving to 6.5, Chris?
Yeah, it definitely plays a factor, because when you're talking about point differential, which is exactly what the spread is standing in for here, The passing game is going to factor in more than anything else, but turnovers. And turnovers are really hard to predict, but the passing game, you can kind of get somewhat of a handle on. And so those injuries are really hurting the Lions, especially after we saw how good Aaron Rodgers is performing and how locked in he is after just 1 week.
Does it make you hesitant at all that the Packers never led the Lions through two games yesterday, only to beat them twice with field goals with zeros on the clock? That's almost, I mean, if you're a bettor, you just gotta dismiss that as like an anomaly, right? That just doesn't happen between two football teams twice in the same season.
Yeah, it's, you know, division games, you are going to see things like that, especially, you know, you see kind of close matchups. But, I think overall this is going to be, it's a new season, right? And so, you know, you kind of take it like that, and you have to, like you said, think about it like a cornerback. Even if there's a result last season that maybe doesn't go a certain way, you got to kind of block it out if you don't think it like applies. And I don't think it necessarily applies to this year and to this season. The Lions are going to be a team that's going to struggle in the secondary. They are injured, and it's just a tough spot for them, kind of going on the road after a really disheartening loss in week one.
What else do you see on the NFL schedule that you like this weekend, Chris?
So I really like the Cowboys in a bounce back spot. You know, they got off on the wrong foot. Tough matchup for them against the Rams. You know, not a lot of people talked about this. They're kind of breaking in, you know, a couple new pieces into their offensive line as well. And, you know, it was just a tough spot for them. Rams cornerbacks meeting their receivers at the catch point a lot. This Falcon defense is a totally different type of defense. And, you know, they gave up 31-35 to Russell Wilson with four touchdowns, 322 yards, no interceptions. Great bounce back spot for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, even with some injuries, you know, going against them as well. That line has moved, all the way from 7 in Dallas's favor down to 4.5. So that's an overreaction, in my opinion. 53% of the bets and 67% of the money on the Cowboys. That move is an overreaction. And Dak Prescott, 16-6 in his career against teams with a losing record. So this tends to be a good bounce-back spot here for the Cowboys, and I love their offense and the way it matches up even with Jarwin out.
Talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network here on the Bill Michaels Show, Rami Makhlouf in for Bill. Are you strictly a football guy, or can I ask you something about basketball real quick before we let you go, Chris?
Oh, I love the NBA. Okay. I love it that we have some NBA this time. So yeah,
how do you bet the NBA playoffs in the bubble, man? This has been so wacky and wild and unpredictable. I mean, you have two number one seeds who are out in the Bucks and the Clippers, and the Denver Nuggets somehow are in the Western Conference Finals after being down 3-1 twice. How do you reliably bet on the NBA playoffs?
Well, the first thing I think you have to remember is that it's on a neutral court. So generally what's going to happen is home court advantage is going to be worth, you know, 2.5 to 3.5 points, on the line. So you have to kind of remove that factor. And then you kind of have to remember that some of those ebbs and flows of a series that might occur strictly due to that home field advantage and home court advantage, and the travel are no longer going to be there. So, a lot of times, team may lose the first two on the road and they come back home and it's a great spot to bet them in game three. So that may not be the case, but overall it's just more so removing that home court advantage and you're looking for how well the team matches up on a neutral court. And what you're really looking for, it's almost like hockey a little bit where, you're betting these money lines in hockey and a lot of times they change considerably after the last game's result when in reality they shouldn't really change that much. So in the NBA it's the same thing. If the Boston Celtics, let's say, closes a 2-point favorite and they lose a game or two to Miami, and then they open the next game and they're, like a 3-point underdog, it's like, hey, wait a minute. They didn't change that much overnight. There's no home court difference, so the line should be mostly the same. So you're kind of betting on it in terms of that and kind of looking for the value with the overreaction to the previous game.
That is Chris Raybon. You can follow him on Twitter, at Chris Raybon, senior editor over at the Action Network, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Bill Michaels Show. Chris, really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, take care.
And Chris Raybon joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, and they treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Give them a call at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.